This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. SpaceX, the private rocket company of billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, launched two Americans toward orbit from Florida on Saturday in a mission that marks the first spaceflight of NASA astronauts from U.S. soil in 9 years.
2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 19 hours 22 UTC, launching astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken on a 19-hour ride aboard the company's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, bound for the International Space Station. Until Saturday, U.S. astronauts relied on Russian spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. The shuttle Atlantis was the last U.S. spacecraft to carry astronauts there in 2011. Minnesota's governor is vowing the largest mobilization of the National Guard in the state's history as protests in Minneapolis over the police killing of George Floyd move into a fifth straight day. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Governor Tim Walz says peaceful protests to honor Floyd will go forward and blames much of the fire and looting that raged overnight on well-organized, out-of-state instigators.
With folks bent on destroying property with no regard for safety of Minnesotans.
He says local and state police alone are not enough, so he's consulted with the feds.
To fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard.
Officials expect to have 2,400 National Guard members on the ground and continue with the curfew. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Two employees of an Afghan television station were killed when their bus was hit by a roadside bomb Saturday in the capital city, Kabul. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakali.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says four other employees were wounded in the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence, but the spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A British infectious diseases expert and a member of the British government's scientific advisory group says that the loosening of lockdown measures in England is dangerous. Professor John Edmonds, a member of Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies Committee, expressed concern over the country's ability to contain the spread of the virus as the lockdown eases. He said the most important issue was the high number of cases still being reported. He cited 8,000 new infections per day in England alone.
It's the combination of different measures that then have the potential to allow the virus back to start spreading more widely.
Beginning Monday in England, groups of up to six people from different households will be allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens as long as they maintain 2-meter distance. Pope Francis on Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, the pontiff prayed the rosary in the Vatican gardens as tens of thousands of people in about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the gardens showed video links with about 25 locations.
Maria Santissima, tocca le coscienze.
As he prayed, the pontiff asked the Virgin Mary to touch leaders' consciences so that enormous sums spent to possess more armaments and to perfect them would be instead destined to the promotion of sufficient research to prevent such catastrophes as the worldwide pandemic in the future. The number of coronavirus cases in India surged past 170,000 as of Saturday, with the growth rate of new infections showing no sign of slowing despite a strict weeks-long lockdown. India's capital, New Delhi, and some other state governments had eased the restrictions during the fourth phase of the lockdown, resulting in the rise of fresh infections every day. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.